Doug Darby Jewelers.
Hey, what's going on, Deanna? How are you?
Hi, Adrian. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you in a while. You're, like, coming and going, like, all the time.
I tell you, sometimes I don't know which way I'm coming and going, but that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Like, I'll call and, oh, no, she just had to take Emma to this, or, like, she's not here yet. She's, like, I'm like, oh, my gosh. She's with the customer. She's got four more waiting for her. I'm like, what the hell?
It's that way all the time. Yep. Mm-hmm. But that's That's okay. Life is good. Sometimes I don't know if I'm going or coming.
Oh, my gosh. Has it helped that you've put other responsibilities on other people?
A little bit. Yeah, Cindy has helped me a lot. She is typing my appraisals now. I just kind of say, talk it and let it print. And then she's keeping up with the bills and opening mail for me and filing all that kind of stuff, putting statements with invoices, making sure everything lines up. And so, yes, that part has helped me a lot. Now, I don't let her do the checkbook or anything. I still do all the money part. But it has. It's just... You know, I mean, we're busy, which is a good thing. And my 25,000, my 2.5, you know, the natural.
Yeah.
She come in, she loved it, said, okay, I want this band, I love it, everything's perfect. I said, great. So I got the band ordered, was working it, and then all of a sudden he texted me, he said, hey, can you let me know those prices again? And I said, sure. So I texted him everything that I'd already told him in the store that they were good with. He said, I think I'm going to go a different route. He said, I just need to hold off for right now. We're going to wait till later. I'm like,
after you did all of this work.
Yeah. I was like, are you freaking kidding? So I was pretty bummed about that because I'm like, what the heck, you know?
Right. Right.
So I'm trying to figure out, and you might could help. I don't know if you talked to other jewelers about this, but I know a lot of jewelry stores get deposits.
Mm-hmm. To bring stuff in.
Well, right. I just don't know what part of the selling process do you get. Now, I always, like, if they're like, okay, let's do it, let's put it together, I'm ready. I'm like, okay, well, let's get some money down on that. But apparently there's some stores getting some deposits down before that part, before that point.
Some of them. Not all. Like, some are still, like, they don't, shit, there's stores out there that don't even ask budgets. But... Like, I really don't have that many who get deposits to get stuff in, unless it's a customer who has been, like, wishy-washy throughout.
Yeah,
wishy-washy throughout the whole situation. And, like, wants to see, like, 10 different things or something, like, crazy like that. So if it's somebody who's wishy-washy, then they get, like, enough to cover the shipping is essentially what they do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But,
okay, yeah, I was just wondering because I was like, so I guess I'll be sending that back. We'll wait till Monday.
That's fine. Yeah, because...
I was just like, oh, but
I know.
What's your problem? See, you know, Gold Rush is playing a little dirty right now. And
what
so, I don't know, honestly, I don't know how they're selling some things for what they're selling them because we're being very competitive on those prices. Like, I marked that diamond at $3,000, I think.
Oh, my God.
And then, that's all.
That's not
See, they're advertising. You bring us a quote from another jewelry store, and I can guarantee you I'll beat it. So, like, I think, because Jordan lost one to them, and she's like, Mom.
I know, it was an oval.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know where they're getting their stuff. I don't know, because I feel like we're being very, very competitive. So, I think, I don't know. I think they're playing a little dirty right now.
I think so. Gold Rush. Yeah, that's the guy who's the dick, right?
She had a hair appointment, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, from us.
But it's okay. It's okay. You know what? I'm not going to. I said, Jordan, and this is what Noah told us. He said, y'all are kind of like Alabama football. You're just not used to losing because you win all of them. He said, y'all need to suck it up. If you've got 70 that you're working and you only lose two, that's not bad.
That's a great analogy.
I know. So I said, but it really still does suck.
Yeah. Try not to focus on the negative. But,
yeah.
I mean, who knows? Jacob Wood, maybe they'll come back. you know. Like,
I know, I hope so.
I mean, maybe they're doing, getting a, remodeling their kitchen or something. You just never know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes.
I know.
They do.
Who knows?
I know. Well, I know Kim's got some rounds coming in for Bearden. That customer came in yesterday. But you'll have three options. And then she sent back diamonds, and I got those in.
Okay.
Those came back today.
Okay.
Did she talk to you?
Letter.
Yeah, Monday's fine. Monday or Tuesday is fine. Did she talk to you, Kim, talk to you about the two oldest invoices?
Sorry, my phone started ringing. The two what?
Two oldest invoices, the oval and then the...
No, she has not, but I can get that. Okay, so tell me what they are.
So the one is a 120 oval.
Who is it for?
Me, I have to go to the memo.
Okay.
But I can go to the memo. Hold on. And 5323. Calvert. C-A-L-V-E-R-T. That was Kim's person.
Okay.
And then she had the earring match, which was...
That was for McGriff.
Yep, and she picked up. I know she picked up. So
yes,
Kim
she
was,
sure did. Mm-hmm.
Kim was saying she was waiting until McGriff picked up to pay for the Calvert and the McGriff.
Okay, so how much are those the two you need to pay for? How much are those together?
Those together, $66.97.50.
Okay, I'll get that out Monday. Cindy, I think, is coming in today. If it's coming in today, I'll go, oh, she's already got it written here. RDI, 326.
I knew she probably, yeah.
Not include, that does not include Miller. She's already on top of it. See, she's great. I'll tell her to go ahead and write that today. She is coming in a little bit later.
Okay, awesome. Very good. No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. And then anything else, just let me know. I'm here until 6 today, okay?
Okay, thank
you. All right, have a good day.
You too. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.